This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee filed court papers that suggest the panel might recommend additional articles of impeachment against U.S. President Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The House Judiciary Committee is keeping open the possibility of additional charges as it pressed a federal appeals court to order testimony from former White House counsel Don McGahn. The committee is investigating potential obstruction of justice by President Trump during special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The Justice Department has asked the appeals court to dismiss the request, saying it's less urgent now since the House has already moved ahead with articles of impeachment, even without the testimony of the former White House lawyer. Arguments are scheduled to be heard early next month. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. military has announced that a U.S. service member was, in fact, killed in action Monday in Afghanistan. In making the announcement, the U.S. Forces Afghanistan did not provide further details on where and how that casualty occurred. The Taliban, in a statement sent to Journal List, claimed that the U.S. casualty occurred in the volatile northern Kunduz. The insurgent group said that it targeted Afghan and military soldiers with the roadside bomb as they tried to conduct a joint raid against Taliban positions in the Chardara district. Nearly 2,000 people took to the streets of India's capital city Monday in a silent protest organized by opposition parties against the controversial citizenship bill that critics say discriminates against Muslims. And Congress party leader led protests in New Delhi outside a memorial dedicated to Mahatma Gandhi. At least 23 people have been killed in nearly 2 weeks of demonstrations and violence after India's parliament passed the Citizenship Amendment Act earlier this month. This is VOA News. A court in Saudi Arabia sentenced 5 people to death and 3 others to prison in connection with last year's killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Saudi Arabia's state-run TV says a court there sentenced the 5 to death for last year's murder of the journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. 3 others were sentenced to prison. All can appeal the verdicts. The trials of the accused were carried out near total secrecy, although a handful of diplomats as well as members of Khashoggi's family were allowed to attend. In all, 11 people were on trial for his death. His body has never been found. Matt Small, Washington.
And Saudi Arabia initially denied that the killing even took place, insisting Khashoggi had walked out of the consulate. It later blamed rogue agents and has denied the Crown Prince has had any knowledge of that particular operation. With talks between the U.S. and North Korea at a stalemate, North Korea has been warning about an upcoming Christmas gift. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
That so-called Christmas gift, says Heritage Foundation's Asia expert Bruce Klingner, could be an intercontinental ballistic missile test.
They could jump right to that or a nuclear test, but it's also possible they may sort of go more incrementally up the escalation ladder by doing medium-range tests, intermediate-range missile tests, a space launch vehicle, which is sort of a civilian version of an ICBM, before they jump to the ICBM.
And it may not be on Christmas.
We're looking to the annual New Year's Day speech by the North Korean leader for further clues. So I think there may be an overfixation on the phrase Christmas present. I think it was more rhetorical than literal.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
The State Department has withdrawn the U.S. ambassador to Zambia after he strongly criticized the South African country for jailing a gay couple for having sex. State Department spokesperson said that Ambassador Daniel Fuchs' job in Zambia is no longer tenable because the Zambian president said he no longer wants to work with Fuchs. Rising space power China has attacked the newly created U.S. Space Force, calling it a direct threat to outer space peace and security.
China's foreign ministry says its country is deeply concerned about it and resolutely opposed to it. It says the move violates an international consensus on peaceful use of outer space and would undermine stability and the global security balance. China's space program has advanced rapidly since its first crewed mission in 2003. In a report last February, the Pentagon said China and Russia have embarked on major efforts to develop technologies that could allow them to disrupt or destroy American and allied satellites in a crisis or conflict. I'm Zaria Shackley.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. There's going to be some hot rock and beautiful sounds from across the African continent that will come rocking you down today. And so I want you to stay around because I'm going to take you on a musical trip around Africa on disc. And today I'm going to take you old school, starting off with Mr. President by Sondega Diaboy of Liberia. Everybody want to become president. And right after that, Paquita, the sound of Tabule Roshiro from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Beautiful Woman by Cloud 7 of Nigeria. But Mr. President is the track right now, and Sondega Diaboy of Liberia comes in.
President. Kelly want to become president. Mr. Lala men want to become president. President, you wasting you. Mr. Roro want to become president. Chego. Now how the president business will be? We shopping for some more. Mr. Lala want to become president. President, you see, want to become president. Mr. John President.
President. Mr. Ripasa won't become president. Mosquito won't become president.
Paquita, fidele yo, que volvas pronto. Paquita, gracias, gracias, tu clava es mi. Paquita, fidele yo, que volvas.
One more chance, beautiful woman.
Time favorite Cloud 7, and right before that Paquita by Tabule Roshiro of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Mr. President by Sondega Diaboy of Liberia. You are listening to the African Beat, your favorite music show on the Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Vander.
And here is this email which reads, I would like to seize this opportunity to say thank you for the wonderful job you have been doing at the Voice of America with your special show, The African Beat. African guys are proud of you, and so please keep it up. I would kindly want you to play a very nice piece of music for me and all listening to The African Beat right now. May the peace and joy of the Lord remain with you throughout the session. And don't forget to send me some beautiful gifts. Alexander Bala Angbashim, out there in Lafia Nasarawa State in Nigeria. Thank you very much, Alexander. And so, let the music roll. My next song is I'm in Love with the DJ, the sound of Yvonne Chaka Chaka from South Africa. Let's touch up this one.
It's raining in the city. is your rainbow station, KMOD, FM 95, out of Wichita, Kansas, where the man says it's gonna be coming down all night. I hope you're warm and tight, honey. If you're feeling alone, baby, just get on the phone and talk to me. Just get on the phone, honey.
You make me feel so special and so close to me. You know, he cheers me up. He makes me smile. He makes my life worthwhile.
I'm in love with the DJ, Yvonne Chaka Chaka. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And don't go away, because more music is coming for you.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Another email here says, "Hi David, my regards to you and the rest of the African Beat team. As a passionate listener of African Beat, I wish to appreciate your great contribution towards this program. It takes an earnest effort to collect all those beautiful African music, conduct interviews with musicians, and patiently play them for us. May you continue to put Africa on the map. Your favorite listener out there in Monrovia, Liberia, Lavoisier Julu at the Capitol Building." Well, thank you so very much, Lavoisier Julu. And now, let me play something really good for you. Remember, we're going old school. And this time, Shining Star, the sound of Pat Thomas from Ghana.
In my mind, I know that one day will be mine. Hardships and sufferings will come no more. Problems will one day get up me, yes I know. And I'm sure, truly sure, that my star will shine one day. I'll keep on trying, I'll keep on trying, I'll keep on trying till my star will shine. I'll keep on trying, I'll keep on trying.
I'll keep on trying till my star will shine. Yeah, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, my shining star. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, my shining star. I'll keep on trying. I'll keep on trying. I'll keep on trying till my star will shine. I'll keep on trying. I'll keep on trying. I'll keep on trying till my star will shine.
Shining Star, Pat Thomas of Ghana, wonderful music coming to you on The Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Let the music roll. But just before that, it's special greetings going out to you, Vincent Maloba, out there in Nairobi, Kenya. You are a regular listener to this program, and so I want you to keep that up. And now, let's enjoy some real African beats. Kekele and Madilu System from the DRC in Tapele. Wonderful time. Enjoy the
Nasima Bololo, Eko Milo Kolo Santa, Apreku Boyani. Olimo de Paradiso, Nasima.
By Kekele and Madilu of the DRC. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vande here in Washington. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Vande, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee it. You love the African beat. We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about this show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us here in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and you leave your message. And my next song is Oja Awake, the sound of Osibisa. But that one will be played specially for you, a regular listener to the African beat, and you say you just can't miss it because it inculcates in you the value to appreciate your culture more.
You are doing a great job out there, David. Please keep it up and God bless you and your family. Regards to all VOA staff. And this one is coming from Fred McBain from Ogugu in Olamabaro of Kogi State in Nigeria. And one more comes from Dongwe John Bambuka. Stand up, Africa, to rule your destiny. Thank you, David Vandy, for keeping the spirit of Africa alive. African spirit began to flow over me as I listened to the African beat. By you, David, keep up the good work. And so, Oja Awake is the next track by Osibisa. Oja!
Ja Awake, beautiful tune, the African beat on the Voice of America. Let the music roll. Batonga by Angelique Kidjo of Benin.
African beat.
Africa. Africa.
Voice of America.
Emerson, the last man standing from Freetown, Sierra Leone, on the African beat with David Bandy, Voice of America.
Angelique Kidjo, the beautiful Angelique in Batonga. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America with yours truly, David Vandy, here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. Don't go away because I have more in store. I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And I am yours truly, David Vandy. And now, this song, it's been a long, long time coming. That Tumba Day, dedicated to all the people out there in Sierra Leone by this great man, Succulent. Let's rock the boat.
Thank you.
Katumba Day, beautiful beat by Succulent of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Bane by the late Oliver Ngoma of Gabon coming up next. Well, with all of these beautiful songs today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Van Der Heer in Washington. Peace all the time.